This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let's get to it right off the bat here. You got me for 2 hours. By the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time that you would like to. And keep in mind, friends, we love hearing from you because this is about you. I want to get to this because there's so much, again, to hit, but I want to get to this one point. You're being inundated with lies through the state-controlled media on a 24/7 basis. We cover this. We counter it constantly, friends, in this country. On this radio show in this country. Let me say it that way. We know that now. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm just going to bring the correlation. I'm going to ask you the question after I keep bringing these forward, what's going on in your country and naming names and the such. What's the reoccurring theme here? Okay, folks, Hillary Clinton names Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel as favorite world leader. Did you hear what I said? Angela Merkel, for those that do not know, she's the one that slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to the Muslims, to Islam. Hillary Clinton just named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as a favorite world leader. Like Angela Merkel, Hillary Clinton wants to bring in 600,000 new Syrians to plunder America. And keep in mind, friends, you do need to understand that they will arm those that are coming from without, within, to destroy. They want them to do their destroying and killing for them. Mark my words. That's why they're trying to disarm you. But like Angela Merkel, Hillary Clinton wants to bring in 600,000 new Syrians into America to plunder this country by design. And again, of course, this is coming through God's perfect judgment through useful idiots. You need to understand, America, that the real threat to your freedoms is not from men hiding in caves in the Middle East wearing turbans. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, who said he was put in that position for the plight of the Muslims, who's also defined you, America, as the terrorists. DHS memo acknowledges the fact that refugees and fraud is happening today under Barack Hussein Obama. Comes as no surprise to anybody that's paying attention. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you hear the reoccurring theme here, friends? Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. It shows you their willingness to do what needs to be done by any means necessary, saith the Muslims, that two towers fell, Thousands of people were murdered. Americans were murdered. And you have the New York City mayor declaring that 9/25 is the Muslim parade day in New York City. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Muslims and Germans working together to revive Nazi empire. Do remember that Adolf Hitler himself used and hired Muslim jihadists to do his killing for him concerning the Third Reich. For those that did not know. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you hear the reoccurring theme here? Fox affiliates hire Hillary Clinton operative to report news. Okay? Now, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with what I'm talking about right now. Because we keep seeing the same players over and over and over again being used to advocate what? Propaganda to establish global order. Okay? Fox affiliate hires Hillary Clinton operative to report news. Why? Remember Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, who is part owner of Fox News. He is a Muslim. He is the one responsible for declaring that a strong American government is not good for us. Friends, a question for you. Who is funding Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, which she does not have the support from within, friends? I've shared that with you 1,000 times, and it's factual information. She does not have the support. I have a question for you, friends. Where is all that money coming from that's aimed at causing the likes of Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, to become the president of the United States of America? It's coming from Muslim nations who desire to destroy your country. And again, friends, that's a fact. P.S., did you also know, friends, the Political Insider just posted that Clinton Iowa caucus exposed, caught committing voter fraud once again. Okay? So who are these representatives working for? Here's another one for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. James Comey, FBI director, who was recently found taking millions of dollars from the Clinton Foundation. Oh, by the way, James Comey, the director for the FBI, his brother does the Clinton taxes. See, that's all you have to do is pay attention to what they do, judge them by their fruit, and you'll see that the Lord, like he is now, once again, uncovering their crimes, waiting for the American church, the 78 percentile, to stand up and keep his commandments concerning their crimes that he has now uncovered, which is a mercy unto us. And what do the American people do? They leave it undone. They leave it off because they don't understand that justice is the guardian of liberty. So what happens? They add strength to tyranny. James Comey, the FBI director, listen to what he said. He said just last week that defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. America, I got a question for you. Who is ISIS? Who is your enemy? I want to know. Who is your enemy, America? Because what's happening in your country, your foreign enemies cannot have dreamed up what is taking place today if they did not have a bunch of Judases called representatives in this country. Hey, America, have you not come to the realization yet that the Democrats versus the Republicans is a facade? It's fake. It's not real. Hey, folks, it's the American people versus the Democrats and the Republicans who are working for those that mean to establish a global order. Have you not come to terms with the fact you're being sold out by both parties, friends? When is it that you're going to wake up to the fact that you're being sold down the river 24/7 and you've been sold for 30 pieces of silver?
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, folks. Right before the end of the break, concerning the last segment, I said this is not the Democrats versus the Republicans. This is the American people versus the globalists. And we can already see who their players are in the Democratic and the Republican Party. If it's not the Democrats, folks, blatantly telling on themselves through their actions, then it's the Republicans doing the exact same thing by giving the Democrats, in which you complain about, a pass to go ahead and do the things that they do. But we've been warned about that as well. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. And we see it all the day long in this country. I want to say it again. This is not an issue of the Democrats versus Republicans. This is an issue of Americans against globalists. And they are no doubt in it together, friends. Did you just see that Hillary Clinton, concerning her terror attacks, the way to solve the problem is more gun control? Why are those that are decrying terrorism, again, condemning the act but not the actors? They're giving way to those that are committing the crimes against prospective countries globally in unity on a global basis. Now, again, what I want to say is, why is it that they supposedly see the threat to America, but yet it's these representatives on both sides, friends, that are attempting to disarm the American people? And why is it that they're all advocating Islam? Have you ever thought about that before, friends? You need to understand, as Ayan Hirsi Ali said, listen carefully, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means. Did you see just last week, friends, an elementary school in the state of Minnesota? Yes, this is true. Elementary school in not in the state of Minnesota, do forgive me, folks, was calling for the beheadings. They're actually bringing in jihadists. They're showing them videos, friends, and they're showing the young students beheadings. And also keep in mind, as I said, just last week when I was in Bakersfield, California, doing a tea party, a teacher came up to me, and she went to a teacher conference, and she had asked the teacher for the curriculum concerning what was being taught to her kid in a public school, which she cannot justify. supply. It took them 4 days to get the curriculum into that mother's hands, and she found out that they were teaching students in California the five pillars of Islam. Okay, this is what's going on in your country, and why is that, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core under Barack Hussein Obama, with the help of George W. Bush through Common Core on steroids and international baccalaureate. Common Core doll beheadings. Go ahead and show your kid the videos. This is what you do. Again, keep in mind, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory. Folks, these globalists are using the Islamists. This is a spirit of Antichrist every step of the way. They run counter to everything we stand for, America. They run antithetical to everything that our laws proclaim, America, to keep us free. This is not the promised child. This is Ishmael, friends, for those that know the Word of God. By any means necessary, the globalists are using these Islamists as a political battering ram, the way that politicians use the homosexuals and the atheists and the communists in America. Now it's going to a greater degree, because now we're going outside of the boundaries of the United States of America. Now we're talking on a global scale. What are they doing? Your politicians, because you gave them a pass on the atheists, on the communists, on the homosexuals, and anybody else that decries that they're a victim. And what are they the victims of? Law, constitutional law, friends. Because you stood down when you should have stood up, because you were more interested in the football game. Guess what? Now you have an issue with a criminal administration opening the floodgates to those that mean to plunder your country the same way that they've destroyed and are destroying Germany and France and Belgium. It's exactly what they're attempting to do. This is on a global scale, but they are using the Muslims the same way that they use any other group of people to upend the Constitution of the United States or prospective governments, and that's exactly what you're seeing in Germany right now under Angela Merkel, the devil herself. But again, Hillary Clinton, going back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, solution for terror attacks in America, more gun control, disarm the American people. Is we bring in a flood of those that mean to destroy Americans, the infidels. America, who are the terrorists? Remember what James Madison said? And who would know better than our forefathers as to know the signs of a tyrant when they threw off King George through the Declaration of Independence? He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. If you'd like to counter that, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Your silence says a lot. Obama seeking, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully for those that have been listening to me for a long time, as we have been listening together concerning the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of Christ who still speaketh today. Obama seeking to give internet control to, listen carefully, to Russia and to China and to Iran. Who's been funding these enemies of America, friends, more than Barack Hussein Obama? And I told you at the beginning of this criminal sodomite, foreign agents, administration, that the only ones that he's allied with, America, are those that mean to destroy you, and you laughed it off. But here it is again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama seeking to give internet control to Russia, Chinese, and the Iranians. Wow, now we understand what he's doing. He's empowering Iran against, guess who, America? You better bet your bottom dollar. Let's go back to this again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What is the reoccurring theme that you're hearing from them that to represent we the people? Massachusetts judge, by the way, he's a foreigner. He looks like he's Hmong. Massachusetts judge tries to force Americans to go to mosque and study Islam. This is happening in your backyard. This is happening in your public schools in America today. Who's responsible for this? All 300 people that we hear from the conspiracy theorists who mean to control us, right? And I put in theory as a way of humoring you a little bit, friends, because it truly is happening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What is the reoccurring theme, friends? Major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen. Anybody who doesn't support Islam and Muslims is a rat, and listen carefully, and needs to be executed, exterminated. This is a columnist. For all of you propagandists out there, you better understand that your neck is right under, in line with others, those that you mean to cut off. You better bet your bottom dollar you're a part of the plan. You just don't know it yet, you useful idiots. And this is all because the American people have wickedly departed from a living God. They fail at every step, every given opportunity to keep the Lord's commandments concerning the corrupt that He is faithful to uncover on a 24/7 basis. Major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen, anybody who doesn't support Islam and Muslims is a rat and needs to be exterminated. This is a columnist. What did Ayan Hirsi Ali say? Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. So who's responsible for what's going on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you hear the reoccurring theme, friends? Marine Corps' father banned from daughter's graduation following lawsuit against school's Islamic indoctrination in America. Who's being ostracized? Who's being excommunicated? Who's being polarized, friends? Those that mean to destroy America or those that mean to preserve America? And you have attorneys that are suing a former Marine Corps father? Wow! That's pretty telling to me, friends. Who are the enemies, friends? Who is ISIS America? Are you still asleep? Do you still have your head stuck in the sand? Are you going to listen before it's too late? Or are you going to wait until after the fact? When the boot comes down, you're going to listen, and then at that point it's going to be too late, says and saith a former KGB agent. And what's the first thing they do to destroy a country? Demoralize, use the homosexuals, use the lesbians, use the transgenders, demoralize, and then we have them. And America has drank the Kool-Aid every step of the way. Shame on you, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, if you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're not done. This is headline news in America today and yesterday. Who are you under attack by? Is it those foreigners or is it your representatives?
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Do you hear this reoccurring theme? Headline news on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Who's attacking you? Who's making way for your enemies to destroy the infidel, America? Who's suing Marine Corps in the United States of America for defending their children against those that mean to kill them, destroy them? Who is it? It's not a foreign enemy, friends. Those are the ones that are being allowed to do the things that they're doing. Who's giving way to your foreign enemy, friends? I'm asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. For those that did not know, in correlation and in parallel to what I'm talking about now, you do understand that Joseph Stalin, the dictator, and dictators of the past, this is always the earmarks of a dictator. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism, Joseph Stalin. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. You want to know why people are confused about what's going on? Because they're not reading the Word of God. You're not reading the Word of God. This is simple stuff to see, friends. It's simple to see who's responsible for what's going on here. And I'm gonna go off on a little exposition in just a couple moments, but I want to go on with some more headlines today. I just told you before the last break concerning the last segment, a major Swedish columnist, Cecilia Hagen, said anybody who doesn't support Islam and Muslims is a rat and needs to be exterminated. And then I shared with you how the Marine Corps' father was banned from daughter's graduation following lawsuit against What? Schools teaching the Islamic indoctrination in America. Wow, that's pretty crazy stuff. Pretty telling, you think? Here's another one for you. Mark Dayton, the governor in the state of Minnesota, voted the worst senator in the history of mankind, who has ties with George Soros. And everybody knows this about George Soros. He's an international criminal. He's known for destroying countries, friends. He has ties with them and the Clintons, friends, for those that did not know. Did you know that a couple years ago, when they were talking about immigration and the topic of bringing in Muslims into a certain area in the state of Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, the people in that city stood up to the governor and said, no, you're not going to be doing this. And you know what's interesting? You know what Mark Dayton, I mean, folks, you want to talk about a loser? This guy is the epitome of the word loser. He's an empty suit, and I'm not saying that. I'm not embellishing the point in which I'm making, friends. He is a loser. There's nothing there. He is a agent. He is doing what he's told to do. That's it. And we can see the fruit of him once again. But did you know that when the people stood up against him and said, hey, listen, we don't want all these immigrants coming into our area. You know what this empty suit said? Mark Dayton, he said, don't like immigrants? Get out of Minnesota. Hey, folks, who's advocating those that mean to commit jihad against you? Slow your roll, Bradley. What happened 2.5 weeks ago here in the state of Minnesota in St. Cloud, where the people stood up against Mark Dayton and said, we don't want them here? And when Mark Dayton said to him, hey, listen, if you don't like the immigrants coming here, then you can get out of Minnesota. That's what the governor said. That's what the representative of the people in the state of Minnesota said to them, namely his constituents that he works for through a representative government. And I want to interject this for the new listener. You do not have leaders in this country. You have representatives that serve we the people, who derived their just powers from the consent of we the people. We are the government. And you've got into your mind somehow or another that you're supposed to just submit to whatever they say because they're demigods. You are sadly mistaken. They have no business violating the law. Just 2.5 weeks ago, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but wasn't it a little pipsqueak Islamist jihadist that put on a security guard uniform at a mall that we were at 3.5 weeks ago, and I told my wife it's going to happen here sooner or later, as I was tracking, giving gospel tracts away to the Muslims in that mall, where this little pipsqueak jihadist came about with the security guard uniform on, swiping at people, yelling out Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, before someone in the state of Minnesota that had the right to bear arms shot him dead. You know what Mark Dayton did, friends? Just to show you and ask you the question, do you hear the reoccurring thing? Because I do. You know what Mark Dayton said? We need to have tolerance. Tolerance was called for by Mark Dayton after St. Cloud Mall attack. Forget about the 9 people that he swiped at with a knife. Forget about the person that was hospitalized, and you can thank the person that was armed to shoot him dead, to send the message that we will not tolerate your crimes, regardless of what the likes of Mark Dayton has to say. How come that's not being highlighted in the news, friends? The individual that shot him down. Do you know how many lives he saved by shooting down this little jihadist in that mall? But Hillary Clinton and others, folks, on both sides want you disarmed. Why is that? Friends, who are the terrorists? I just got to ask you the question. Who are the terrorists? Did you know that General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957? They've been planning this for a long time, friends. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. Wait a second. General Douglas MacArthur said to the American people, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Not a foreign government, though it is foreign to American government. We're talking about corrupt representatives in our government that have kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. In other words, if you're not with us, then you're with the terrorists, said George W. Bush after the two towers fell. Hey, back in 2001, you do know, just to show you, there is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're all working for a global government. You do know that George H.W. Bush, Daddy Bush, president back in the 90s, the criminal himself, he's a Nazi is what he is. And that's a fact. Look to his daddy, Prescott Bush, who was financing Hitler's war. And don't forget about the 405,399 men that fighting against Hitler's Germany while George Bush Sr. and Prescott Bush were helping it along every step of the way. Prescott Bush was illegally funding Hitler's regime and helps establishing a new world order. But just last week, we heard from Daddy Bush that he's going to go ahead and support the likes of Hillary Clinton. Early 2000s, Barbara Bush was asked about Bill Clinton. She said, he's like one of my own sons. Of course he is. If the American people would stick to the Word of God, you would see this as clear as day. General Douglas MacArthur went on to say, with the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind our government, said General Douglas MacArthur. Hey folks, second hour, I'm going to be talking about the debates. Same old, same old. Definition of doing the same things and getting the same results is what? Insanity. I'm going to be talking about that between Hillary and Donald Trump. It's interesting that I'm making a point here. The modern conservatives, friends, for those that did not know, they're yesterday's liberals. They're just as good for nothing as the left, as they call it, because they are responsible for the left. But it's interesting, I turned the radio on the other day for as much as I could stomach it for about 5 minutes. Actually, it was last night. And of course, they're making light out of Hillary's crimes that Donald Trump did not call her out for. I'm going to be talking about that in the next hour. And it's very telling as to who Donald Trump is by what he left undone. And I've shared with you 1.5 million times, it's not so much what the conservatives say that bothers me. It's what they don't say that should bother everybody in this country. But you know, instead of actually calling out Bill and Hillary for their crimes, Fox News was reporting last night, Megyn Kelly, she's a useful idiot as well, she is literally. It's interesting to note they were talking about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, and why didn't Donald Trump call her out and him out, her for defending the crimes of her husband against them women. But what I'm saying, friends, and what they didn't want to talk about is they wanted to divert your attention to leasing the offense towards the American people and make it an issue of adultery rather than an issue of Chinagate. Where Bill Clinton, because was found selling, this is what the impeachment process was brought up for concerning the Constitution of the United States, Article 2, Section 4. Back in the 90s, he was called up for impeachment, and the process began because he, Bill Clinton, was selling secrets to the military of China. Had nothing to do with women. But see what the disservice that the modern conservatives are serving up again? They're getting your eyes off the ball once again. It has nothing to do with his infidelity towards his wife. That's not the severest. The severest is treason. And Hillary Clinton, treason today for selling uranium ore under the ranchers in Oregon to the Russians. And isn't it interesting, on television, Hillary Clinton, once again, to divert the American people, they condemn it in the North and they support it in the South. She keeps going after Putin when, in fact, she's in an agreement, an alliance, selling the Russians uranium ore. They're not enemies, friends. This is WWF at its very worst. They're friends. And guess who's being sold out? You are, America. You are. So, America, what is the reoccurring theme? I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. President Harry S. Truman said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, which you're seeing through the CIA-controlled media today, friends, today in America, and this has happened globally, just ask Dr. Ufcott, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, if you counter that to the likes of Thomas Jefferson, he said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that where you're at today? But see, there's a second part to that quote, and this is what it is. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. America, you better get your game on. You better get your Christ on. Because if you don't, this is your end. It really is. And folks, I don't want to heighten it beyond where we're at today, but I can go to Leviticus 26 and 28 of Deuteronomy, and I can tell you exactly where we are at. We are in trouble with heaven. Rest assured. Rest assured. So, folks, what's the reoccurring theme here? It's not foreigners being used against you, folks. It's your representatives that are selling out to special interest groups, and they are being discovered as being foreigners. To what? Take over. What's the answer? Leviticus 26, 14 through 18. But if you will not listen unto me, America, people, 53 countries, and will not do all these commandments and deal with their crimes, if you shall despise my statutes, or if my soul or your soul abhors, hates to judge, to bring forth my judgment, so that you will not do all that I told you to do through my commandments, but that you break my covenant. He said this, I'll also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. This is the Lord speaking. I will appoint over you terror, you disobedient rebels, you revolters, reprobate, silver. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all this listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. About 3 or 4 months ago, I had shared with you, you have a side of a door, which means a wing to the right that opened up, which means the floodgates of the seven times more for your sins is now released on America. You want to know why? Because as the Lord said, if you will not do all these commandments, if you despise my statutes or abhor, your soul abhors my judgments, that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, this is what I'm going to do. Hey folks, he's already appointed terror. He's already set his face against you. He's already appointed, folks, those that hate you. It's interesting how the modern conservatives are constantly, and they're still asking the same stupid question, friends. Why is it that Barack Hussein Obama hates us? Why is it that Hillary Clinton hates us? I don't care why they hate us. I'm not at their mercy, friends. They're at 318.9 million people that claim to be one nation under God. They're at our mercy lawfully. Lawfully. There's the key word, friends. Lawfully. Do you not realize these people are afraid to death, America, that you're going to rise to the level of expectation in the Holy Ghost through an awakening first and then revival, that you just might deal with them? And what's going on today, the dog and pony show, and crime after crime of these administrations being committed against we the people, and the message to you, America, is there is absolutely nothing that you can do about corruption in government, when that, in fact, is the furthest thing from the truth. And they don't want you to figure that out. They just want you to believe their lies. If you go back to the greatest empire, military empire in the world, about 240 years ago, even to the that which preceded that concerning the British Empire, England, and King George III, you had 56 of your forefathers, along with 13 colonies, with less than 3% of the population that was used by God, that knew that God was willing to give them whatever they were willing to fight for, to stand up. And because they did, guess what? 240 years later, we're still here today, given the gift of freedom through their sacrifice to right the wrongs. And what are the American people doing? Are they righting the wrongs? No, they're reporting the bad news. There's nothing we can do about it. Oh, look what Obama's doing now. Oh, look what Hillary Clinton's doing now. Oh, look what Donald Trump says he's going to do when he becomes the president. Wow. 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 Hey, friends, really, you've become a joke to foreign countries. You have become a proverb, a byword to foreign countries. They're trying to figure out what it is that you don't understand. They're trying to figure out why you're sitting down when you should be standing up. That's what they're waiting for. Their hope is in you, America, that you would respond to heaven and establish your republic. Because we don't need, folks, we don't need a revolution. We need a reformation. And see, these people that you tolerate, America, these people that you tolerate are responsible for 99% of the warfare going on in your country today. And furthermore, you know it. You know it. Oh, I can hear it now. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But that's just a little too weird for some of those that just think that's some like occultist thing to say or something like that. No, that's the message of Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21, repentance towards God and faith in your Lord Jesus Christ. Your only hope is in Christ. And by the way, I'm not using circumstance to drive you to the foot of the cross. I'm telling you that your sin, before a just and a holy God, your violations of what God abhors and what God sent His Son to be a propitiation concerning the sins of mankind, your sins before Him that put His Son on the cross, and what you tolerate today, what you are reaping of all of this is the wrath of God which abides upon the children of disobedience. That's what's happening in this country. And rightfully so. To say otherwise, you'd be disingenuous or insincere or just blatantly stupid or illiterate when it comes to Scripture or common sense. When I look at what's going on in this country and I can see where people put their time and their efforts and their resources to, America, I love you enough to tell you this. You deserve what you've got coming. You deserve it. Your sin is finding you out. You have violated God's moral law. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. You are to fear God, not man. You are to fear God, not consequence. And even in the natural, when you look at the population of this country concerning those that are just doing their job, America, you haven't seen nothing yet, but those that are just doing their job and going along because their corrupt boss tells them to do it, you're going to see a killing field on the soil in the United States of America. There's going to be a killing field sooner or later, friends. And it's all, hey, promised. God's going to turn that nation into hell that forgets Him. Psalm chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. It's all promised. So we can't blame anybody. We surely can't blame the Lord for His mercy. We should be thanking Him for everything that He's bestowed upon us. But the fact of the matter is, when you see what's going on, I just highlighted what's going on today and yesterday in America. And did you see the reoccurring thing? It's your representatives doing it to you. And it shows you who they are working with and for. And we can see that who's funding them. We can see what they're asking, which is un-American. Hey, folks, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That applies to the Christian faith. It doesn't apply to foreigners that want to come in here and overthrow our government like that of Sharia. And again, if you loved your country and you were so thankful out of gratitude for what the in the natural and in the spiritual concerning the sacrifice giving on your behalf, nobody would have to tell you to read the Bible. Nobody would have to tell you to read the Constitution. And those were the two books that were made mandatory in this country concerning what we have become today. And there's no doubting that. And if you would like to doubt me, and if you would like to try what I'm telling you, after 15 years, if I could get one of those little bloggers that is constantly biting on my ankles to have the internal fortitude to get on the radio and just tell everybody how wrong I am, please do so. I've been waiting for you for a long time. We got hour two coming up. Thank you for making SonsOfLibertyRadio.com the number one show in the nation on Saturdays. The top three shows during the week. It's taken a while to get there, probably 4 or 5 years now. But we appreciate it out of 88 shows. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Coming right back for hour two. Coming up, we're going to talk about Hillary and Donald.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.